Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is the Good Health Granny, and I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health to their grandkids. My passion is to save the lives of our grandbabies. They need us to lead them into learning how to protect their health. We just have to find ways of getting closer to them, ways that we can make them hear us when we're nudging them toward making a better lifestyle choice. We all lead busy lives, which is why our society has developed into a fast food, processed food, and junk food norm. Well, this norm is literally ruining our most precious resource, and that's our grandkids. We have a mission, and that is to snatch these kids away from food manufacturers who want them to continue eating all that junk. And the junk is literally killing them before their time. My vision is to empower grandparents so that they can become heroes to their own grandkids. Some of you might actually think that that's kind of cheesy, but it's the truth. I mean, it's literally the truth. Our grandbabies are according to a surgeon general that back in 2004, who predicted through the research that they do that this generation of kids is expected to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. What that means is that the kids are going to die before their parents do, if something doesn't change. Now, I don't know about you guys, but to me that is just not acceptable, and we just cannot allow that to happen. So the Good Health Granny is actually my way of changing that prediction. What I'm doing is starting a movement of grandparent power. It's kind of fun, really. So in some of the past shows that I've talked to you guys with, what we've talked about is going on play dates with your grandbabies. Now, we did this to build a stronger bond between you and your grandkids, to learn how to build memories, to learn how to make connections, to learn who your grandkids are. So that was one of the first ones that we did. Now, the next show was about fast food. You know, you've got grandbabies and they're going to want you to take them to McDonald's, and what are you going to say? What does a grandparent do? Generally, they take them to McDonald's. Well, you can actually take them to McDonald's, but make healthier choices. There's alternative things that are now on the fast food menus that you can go in and order that's a better choice than what we usually do, what we usually order. And you can find these past shows, find a link to it on my Facebook page. So the next one that we did, the one that we did last week, it was about recipes on how to make comfort junk food that we don't usually buy in the store, like the candies and the cookies and different things like that, that you can make them at home, and it really doesn't take a whole lot of time, and they're healthier versions, but they're similar enough that it satisfies our grandkids. Well, today's topic is very important, and it's one that I think everybody should know, whether you got grandbabies or not. It's about the art of reading the food labels. This is found on the back of all of your packaged food that you buy in the store. And reading the labels before you put the food in your mouth is very important. And the reason is, I mean, if you don't, you might think you're eating 200 calories and end up eating 2,000 calories if you don't know how to read the labels. The manufacturers have gotten really creative about how they put together the facts on these labels that we find on the back of the food. So we have to be educated. We have to educate ourselves on how to actually work through the codes that they put together on their labels. So let's take a look at the label. So I told you guys to get a label so that you could follow along. So grab your label and sit down and let's take a look at it and see what we find. Now, as an example, I'm going to share with you what's on the label of this banana chips package that I have in front of me. Most people would say that banana chips are pretty healthy. So let's take a look and see if that's really the truth. I want to focus on three things. These are the things that most people think about when they are thinking about what am I eating and what do I need to eat more of or less of. So we're going to look at sugar content, we're going to look at carbs, and we're going to look at calories. Now, the first thing that you'll see on any label is a serving size. My banana chip says that the serving size is 1/3 cup. And it says that 1/3 cup is equal to 160 calories. It also says that it has 18 grams of carbs and 6 grams of sugar. So you would think that sounds pretty good. But let's look at what a 1/3 cup is. Now, I didn't measure it because banana chips are different sizes, so it's kind of hard to give you an exact number. But on an average, I would say 1/3 cup would be maybe 10, at the most 15 banana chips. So that's one serving. Now look at the line below the serving size. It says servings per container. And this is where they get us. In my bag of banana chips, which is actually 12 ounces, it tells me that there are 11 servings in this bag. This means that my bag of banana chips has a total of almost 2,000 calories and almost 200 grams of carbs and 66 grams of sugar. That means if I eat the whole bag at one time or even spread it out throughout the day, I'm eating 1,760 calories, 198 grams of carbs, and 66 grams of sugars. It's pretty common for people to be on a 2,000-calorie diet, and that is if you're not trying to lose weight. That means that I would, if I ate this whole bag of chips, 12 ounces, that would be my food for the whole day. That's all I could have. And the sugar in this bag is actually higher than what the American Heart Association recommends. That would be 20 grams of sugar per day. So if I ate the whole bag in one day, then I would be eating 66 grams of sugar, and I'd be taking in 46 grams of sugar more than what the American Heart Association recommends. Reading labels can be confusing unless maybe you're a mathematician or you carry a calculator along with you, because you have to add this stuff up in your head if you're reading the labels if you're trying to buy it at the store. Now, let's look at the rest of the stuff on this label. Let's see what our bodies use these measurements for. First, let's look at calories. What are calories used for? What does our body use calories for? It's necessary for us to have calories because that maintains our source of energy. That's where our energy comes from. And calories are actually determined from carbs, proteins, and fats that we find in the food that we eat every day. The amount of calories a person eats is actually kind of person specific. My body may burn a different amount of calories and stay at a normal weight than yours would. Everyone is different, and that's why it's important for us to pay really close attention to what our bodies are telling us. And you get used to how to do that. How do you feel? You just get used to it once you start doing it. Now, but if you don't want to cut back on the calories, say you are gaining weight and you're paying attention to your body and you're gaining weight, so you feel like that you need to cut calories. That's a way to lose weight. But what if you don't want to cut calories? What if you don't want to cut down on the amount of food that you eat? What if you don't want to feel hungry all the time? Well, you need to change the type of food that you're eating. For an example, eat an apple instead of a bag of chips or a bag of fries because they're about the same quantity of food, but the apple is a better choice and has fewer calories in it. Okay, next thing on the label you're going to see is calories from fat. This is one area that I think the food manufacturers are probably the most honest because it's exactly the number of calories that is derived from the fat that you'll find in the food. That's pretty simple and straightforward. But now let's look at the fats. There's actually four different types of fats. Two fats are considered to be good for you. That would be monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. There's two fats that are considered bad fats, too, and should be avoided or eliminated altogether. The good fats can be found in things like avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, basically whole foods that have a lot of fat in them is what you want to gravitate for because that your body needs fat. Unlike they used to tell us back in the after 1950, they started saying that fat was making us fat, and they found out that that was just not the truth. So you need to look at the kinds of fat that you're using because your body needs fat. Okay, but what you do want to do is you want to avoid processed foods because that's where you're going to find your bad fat. So next on the label, you're going to see sodium. Sodium tells you how much salt is in that food. You won't hear this from most nutritionists or dietitians. This is kind of a tip from the good health granny. But actually, there's good salts and bad salts the same way that there are good fats and bad fats. White salt has had all the nutritional process out of it. And experts recommend that you eat no more than 2,400 milligrams of white salt on a daily basis. Now, nutritionists and doctors, they don't really make a determination between white salt and other kinds of salt. But if you are into learning about natural foods and what they'll do, you'll find out that salt is not the culprit that they're telling us it is, as long as you're eating the right kind of salt. It's really hard to measure the salt that you're going to find in your foods because salt's in everything. They put it as a preservative, and a lot of times you don't really realize that there's salt in it. You don't even think about it. What I use personally is Himalayan salt. This is the pink kind that you're seeing in the stores more and more often. And I choose not to limit myself on how much salt I eat. I do not have high blood pressure, so I don't really have to limit. And I have found that I just use what tastes good to me because I know I'm getting nutritional value out of it because the nutritional value has not been processed out of it. So now let's take a look at the next thing on our label, and that would be carbohydrates. Usually the information that you get through research about carbohydrates is don't eat them. They're bad for you. You can't live without carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are really good for you, and it's necessary for your body to stay healthy. But just like fats and salt, carbohydrates come in a bad form and they come in a good form. Now, how I separate them in my mind is to think of whole foods versus refined foods. Unprocessed carbs are good carbs. That would be veggies, whole fruit, legumes, potatoes, whole grains. I like to do the sprouted grains, and there's a reason for that, and we'll do a show about that sometime in the future. Processed carbs are the culprits. They're the bad guys, and it would be things like sugar-sweetened beverages, fruit juices, pastries, white bread, white pasta, white rice. Anything white has generally had the nutritional value taken out of it. You'll see things on your food that says enriched with vitamins. All in the world that means is that they took everything out and then they had to put something back in. So that's how they enriched it. Now, the experts are telling us that, are suggesting that we, the carbohydrate intake for most people should be between 45 and 65% of your total calories. Again, get your calculator out and take a look at that. Okay, the next item on the list is dear to my heart, and it's vitamins and minerals. In my opinion, this is probably one of the biggest deceptions that the food manufacturers feed us on these labels. The percentages listed on the food labels are figured on what's called RDA levels. Now, for those of you that don't know what an RDA level is, it's called recommended daily allowances. The RDA levels, and most people don't know this, even if they know what an RDA is, was developed back in 1940, and it was just enough to keep people from getting things like rickets and beriberi. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a long time since I heard of anybody even having rickets or beriberi, let alone dying from it. So even though most nutritional experts will tell you that it says that that label says that it's got 20% of the recommended amount needed for that day of whatever vitamin or mineral it's talking about, don't believe them. And there's a reason for that. The toxins that we find in our world today and the fact that our food is being grown by commercial farmers. And the farmers actually produce food that's been depleted of nutritional value because they don't rotate crops, they don't feed back into the soil. So they bleed all the nutrition out of the soil and they continue to grow these crops. So year by year, we're getting less and less nutrition out of our food. What that means is that we should actually take greater amounts of vitamins and minerals to replace that. But there's another reason why we need to have more than what our parents and grandparents needed back in the 1940s. And that is because our world today is far more toxic than it used to be. And not only is it toxic, but we have these toxins are man-made. They're not natural. The kind of toxins that used to be here in the 40s were not so much man-made. They were more of the natural toxins. The ones we're facing today are man-made toxins, and they have grown tremendously. Even newborn babies in the umbilical cord, they'll find these toxins, these man-made toxins in the umbilical cord. So our newborn babies are being exposed to things that in the 40s was never even heard of. These things is what's causing our degenerative diseases today. Degenerative diseases, things like cardiovascular disease, cancer, heart attack, strokes, all of the diseases that are killing people in today's world. And you need higher levels of vitamins to fight those off than the people who lived in the 1940s when the RDA recommendations came into existence. So none of this is talked about on the food labels, but it's very important to our bodies to protect our bodies. And if we're going to protect our grandchildren, we have to know how to protect ourselves. Okay, so the next thing on the label is called protein. Protein actually builds muscle, and it also fights off infections. Most experts are going to tell you that you need 10% of your daily intake of calories should be in the form of protein. Okay, next on the label is cholesterol. Cholesterol is something that's only found in animal products. And the experts, again, will recommend that you only have 300 milligrams of cholesterol per day. The reason is they are going on the assumption that the cholesterol found in our blood vessels comes from the food that we eat. Well, there's research that's coming out that's looking like that may not be true. So keep your eye open for the new research that's going to tell you about cholesterol. I think there's going to be a huge breakthrough in cholesterol here soon. So that is our food label. You know, there's other things like what you find in it. And basically, when you look at the ingredients that are found in a food, If you cannot pronounce what they've put in your food, my suggestion is don't eat it, because it's some form of chemical, usually a man-made chemical, that is only going to put toxins in your body. So make sure you can pronounce the ingredients that you're going to find. There's a lot more to food labels than what we've talked about here in these few minutes. So you need to do some research, and we can be talking about that, have a conversation on Facebook, or have another Blog Talk Radio show to go further into how to read it. Our bodies are not really that simple. But this is a start. This is a start on when I go in and I pick up a package and I'm going to make lunch for my grandkid, what am I making? What am I putting in their body? And this start is a way that we can change by example for our grandkids. And we can kick off this movement, move it into the right direction. To start moving in that direction, I need your help. So if you could please go to Facebook and look for the Good Health Granny and hit like us. Keep in tune. Look at some of the tips. Look at some of the recipes that I'm sharing. Ask your questions. Communicate with me. Let's start this movement off. Let's be the heroes for our grandkids. Okay, next week what we're going to talk about is, are we spending enough time with our grandkids? That's how we bond. That's how we become influential in the lives of our grandkids. And I'll share some stories with you next week about what I found out about my own grandkids as I started spending more and more time with them. So be sure and join us next week. Thank you for joining us this week. I appreciate it. And I hope this information was useful for you. If you have any questions, be sure and go to the Good Health Granny page on Facebook. Write your questions out, and I will answer you or find an answer for you if I don't already have the answer. So thank you for joining me, and we will talk to you next week.